Welcome to Rumike Talks podcast. I'm your host, Konstantin Starodetsky. This is a space where I interview professionals from the entertainment industry and discuss popular film-related topics with my co-host
and producing partner, Rumena Dinevska. Our goal is to help and motivate aspiring filmmakers to get their films made.
Enjoy. Hi, guys. Today we're going to talk about movie theaters, and specifically movie theaters in Los Angeles, our favorite ones. So we're going to start with my favorite one, and it is IPIC in Pasadena. The last movie that Ruben and I went to watch was The Ticket to Paradise with George Clooney and Julia Roberts. It was an amazing experience because, first of all, it's located in Old Town Pasadena. It's nice to walk around before you even enter the theater. It has a nice brick building and everything looks nice and upscale. And then when you go inside, everything is also looking great. But the best part, when you go to theater, they have nice sofas, they have table, and you can even order food to eat, which we did. We ordered chicken wings with some pizza, even coffee, and it's all before you even started watching a movie. And then when the movie starts, it's just as if you're sitting in a movie theater at home, like a private movie theater, because it's not too big, but big enough to enjoy the big screen and good sound. So that's the theater that I usually go for special occasions or just if I'm feeling fancy. It also has very nice vibes when you go there, and there are a lot of parking options as well. Rumke, what is your favorite theater?
My favorite theater, of course, is AMC Burbank 16. It's pretty basic, I know, but it's like the location that we visit the most. I mean, obviously, we live in Burbank, and this theater is close to us, and it also has Dolby Cinema and IMAX, which is amazing. And if you get the AMC A-List, which is their subscription, it's like, I think, around $23, $24 a month. We're not sponsored by AMC, but it's just a great deal because tickets these days, like one movie ticket costs that much. But this way, this is just a monthly fee, but you get to watch three movies per week, so around 12 movies per month. A film that I recently watched over there in Dolby Cinema was Avatar, The Way of Water, which I think it was a great film to watch in Dolby because it was such an amazing experience. You get to experience the epicness of it, all the visual effects, the 3D, and all of that. It was so magical. Like, it literally just transported us to that world. Yeah, and it's just a great location. It's easily accessible. There's lots of free parking. So there's parking in close proximity to the theater. A lot of other parking structures in downtown Burbank that you can even park there and then just walk to the theater. So that's one of my favorites. What is another favorite that we want to go to?
Yeah, there are a lot of great theaters in Los Angeles. This is just the four that we selected for this episode that we like and go most of the time. But I also want to mention that, first of all, we are not sponsored by any of those theaters. We just love those theaters and we're talking about them, so you guys can enjoy them as well. And the next theater is New Beverly Cinema. It's the theater that is known by Quentin Tarantino, and it has a real movie projector. It screens films, you know. It uses rolls of films to show movies on the big screen, which is insane in modern age. And it does look like it's a film. And when you go there, you'll know what I mean. But it's not the best, it's not the best part. The best part, that the selection of the films that they have there, very interesting selection that you won't find anywhere else. I mean, they do have some new films, especially the ones that made by Quentin Tarantino, but the goodies are in those oldies, in all the old selection of the films. Those are pretty good. The price is also not that expensive as like AMC can get, but then they also screen a little things before the movie. Sometimes they show commercials like from the 80s or 70s or God knows when that are hilarious to watch because they also own film, and you kind of remind yourself about the past, about those good old days. And also they have some cartoons as well. you know, kind of like Tweety and Looney Tunes type of cartoons. I don't know all of the cartoons that they show, but they showed a few cartoons over there. The last movie that I watched there, it's funny, but it was before the pandemic, so I haven't been there for a while. And it happened like maybe a month before the pandemic. And the movie was The Great Race. It's one of the best comedies of all time. I think it's in 60s. It was shot in 60s, starring Jack Lemmon and Tony Curtis. It's just the perfect example of what comedy should be. It's funny every minute, it seems like. And it was my first time watching it in a communal experience. The theater was packed with people who loved this movie, and maybe people who haven't seen this movie at all. Everyone was laughing every single minute, and it's the best and longest portion of laughter I've ever had. I never had that laughter at any comedy stores. The movie made me laugh for almost like 2 hours. It was an insane experience. So natural, because it was projected on film as well. So I highly recommend this theater, and everyone who loves movies and who loves film, you know, film roles and anything film related, I highly recommend to visit this movie theater. What's next, Rumki?
Well, the next one is, of course, we have to see this one. It's the Iroh Theater in Santa Monica. And me and Constantine love going there. Actually, one of our first dates was there, where we watched Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, one of my favorite films of all time. Mm-hmm. So in the Iroh Theater, basically they show movies by the American Cinematheque. That's the organization that plays movies there. And they have several theaters now. They have one in Los Feliz. They have a great selection of old movies, classics, independent movies, and art house films. So it's just a great time. That whole area is very nice. So you can watch a movie and then walk around, maybe grab some ice cream or coffee. Like, it's a beautiful area. The theater is beautiful. And just the projections are great. If you're subscribed to their newsletters, they always have some type of screenings, and you can get free tickets, or if you want to be a member, you know, you obviously pay, and some are paid tickets, but the tickets are not that expensive, so they're definitely affordable. But it gives you a chance to watch classics, you know, that are not always screened in movie theaters, that you just watch on a DVD at home or a Blu-ray. It gives you an opportunity to see them on the big screen and kind of experience how people watch them back in the day, you know. Also, at the Iroh Theater, they have a lot of Q&As as well. Sometimes they bring the filmmakers as guests, or sometimes they just comment on the film that we just watched, and then they do a Q&A. So it's also a great place for young filmmakers or like established filmmakers to just go and learn and get to know the work of other filmmakers. Movie theaters are just magical places where you get to experience the magic of cinema.
And now we reach the obsession of the week portion of this episode. So Rumki, what is your obsession?
My obsession of the week is Beef. Not beef, like the meat. Beef, the TV show. And so there is this new comedy show on Netflix called Beef. And if I need to explain for our older generation listeners, beef is a modern slang that means that you have a fight with someone. I'm sorry, I don't know what's happening. Okay. It's a great show. It's so funny. I don't know if it's a mini series. I think it is, but it's just great. It stars Ali Wong and other great actors, and it's so funny. It's just so funny. It's about people that have anger issues, kind of like me. And it's hilarious. You should watch it. And what's your obsession of the week?
My obsession of the week is this new camera from DJI. It's called DJI Running 4D. It's basically a camera everyone wished for. It has stabilization, has ND filters, and you can take it anywhere and shoot the entire movie with this one camera. If That's true. I haven't used that camera, but I'm obsessed with it. So I was watching the footage that people shot and which their official commercial and things like that. And now I'm searching for ways of how I can test the camera in my own settings. So this is something I'm obsessed with. It might be good. I don't think you can shoot like a big feature film or TV show with it. I don't know, maybe. I mean, there was a Tangerine movie shot on the iPhone, so who knows? But this camera can do it all. And that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. And please, we always appreciate when you leave us a 5-star rating and review, because it really helps us to grow so we can produce more episodes like these.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Rumike Talks podcast. You can find the show notes at rumike.com. I'm your host, Konstantin Staradetsky. My producing partner, Rumena Dinevska. See ya.